longer than me, but I won. And he won because on the inside, Carl Lewis has something that the other jumpers do not possess. And we're going to talk about that. In fact, in a few moments, I'm going to share with you 13 ways to start winning from the inside out. And it's just going to, this is a life-changing lecture. Now, before I do that, though, let's go to this. Many times when people talk about winning, they ask the wrong questions. In fact, there are two things I hear constantly when people talk about winning, and I want to always jump up, give them a timeout signal, and say, wait a minute, this is, has nothing to do with winning. For example, wrong question number one, what are the conditions? I run into all kinds of people who they'll say, well, before I can say whether I'm going to win or not, what are the conditions? For example, if they're in a sporting event or something like we just talked about, they're going to want to know, is it away? Is the game away or is it at home? Do I have the home field advantage? Or they'll want to say, how's the weather? If it's going to be outside, is the weather, it's going to, you know, playing football, is it going to be cold? Is it going to be rainy? In other words, there are a lot of people that are, they base their ability to win on the conditions around them. Or if it's about life itself, they'll say, well, no wonder I'm not winning. You don't understand. I have a bad family background. If you had been born when I was born, if you had been born where I was born, or if you had been born to whom I was born to, then you would understand why I can't win. In other words, they are condition-oriented, and they basically say, I have not,